The Highwayman's Letter, a Regency Romance, written by Martha Keys, narrated by Abigail Langham. Chapter 1.
Praise the heavens! A bee!
Joanna Carmichael raised a brow, watching Sir Leonard Elkins clap with a childlike glee that belied his 33 years, as a bee emerged from the nearest primrose.
"Spread your wings, little one," he said, as it hovered for a moment. "Your time has finally come."
He smiled with a look of deep satisfaction as he followed its zigzagging progress away from them and toward the wickets being placed in the sprawling field in front of Briarwood Estate, where the cricket match would shortly be played.
"Splendid, my dear," said his mother, Lady Elkins, in the most matronly tone Joanna had heard used with a full-grown adult. "Cause for celebration, I am sure. But let us not forget the introduction."
Sir Leonard had stopped to sniff the cheddar pink the bee had been visiting, but he stood straight at his mother's words and, blinking, faced Joanna, who stood beside her younger sister and parents. Joanna didn't dare glance at her sister Frances. She could already imagine her sister's expression. It would betray everything she was feeling, just as it always did, and once Frances's face showed her emotion, her mouth was never far behind. On the journey from Bath to Briarwood, that mouth had filled the carriage with talk of the infamous highwayman plaguing the roads of North Somerset, until their father had been unable to bear the silliness, as he called it, any longer. Joanna might have been grateful for her father's intervention, except that it was followed by Frances's whispered speculation on the hair colour and height of Joanna's intended. It had been the last thing Joanna needed as she fought her own anxiety at the prospect of meeting the man she would likely marry. So Joanna strategically avoided Frances's eye now that Sir Leonard stood before them in all his glory, an inch shorter and a few inches narrower than Joanna, with a jaw that hung somewhat slack and blonde hair that was swept forward in a manner Caesar himself would have envied. He seemed like the sort of man to take himself far too seriously, and Joanna felt misgiving settle into the pit of her stomach. Sir Leonard's nose twitched suddenly, and Joanna bit her cheek at the sight of yellow pollen on the tip. She couldn't decide whether it was endearing or ridiculous. She ignored the elbow Frances nudged into her side and smiled at Sir Leonard. He returned a smile of his own, and Joanna felt herself relaxed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?